Nana Akwe Aler, a woman's representative at the internally displaced person camp in Jungle State Capital Bor, says women do not want to see their husbands risk their lives when they leave the camp in search of firewood.
As IDPs, because of insecurity, we cannot allow our husband to go and fetch firewood. They will be killed by the Murule. And you cannot allow your husband to die. You are aware of what to kill him. So that's the reason we don't blame them. So we don't blame them, but we know the decision is not favoring them.
Alier says the IDPs face other threats like child abduction, which she says was more rampant when women were still in their villages.
It is not like before when in the village. But with these shelters now, it is easy for the child to be abducted. But we thank God, He's protecting us. There's no more abduction from here. But now here, there is a government protection.
Speaking through a translator, 60-year-old IDP Amor Ayuen says IDPs at the stadium face numerous challenges. Ayuen says many men who have taken up the responsibility of collecting firewood never return from the forest.
There's an issue with the shortage of men. So it makes every woman to fear, actually, if your man go for fetching, and anything happen, it causes a lot of worries. Secondly, they go as a group of a women. So they go, in case of any insecurity, all of them actually move at once from that place. They don't actually support men to go. They cannot record, but there are many, and they know many have died on such occasions due to insecurity, but you cannot remember the number. But it's on a daily basis.
Ayuen is urging state and national officials to end insecurity in the area.
If our government is serious for it is actually to curb the insecurity, and we shall not have any challenges of. Secondly, if the government is not stopping it, let them provide us all the needs we want. But if the government wants us to work for ourselves, it should intervene.
Akwei Malek Akwei, a local chief at the Bori Stadium IDP camp, says insecurity remains the biggest threat long after they have complained to local and state authorities.
So we have been talking about it many times, but we have not seen any execution that had happened. So that's the big issue we are so worried about. And that's the major thing actually we can't control. The government told us to bring back our cattle. We brought them. Now they have upgrading our cattle 4 times. We have complained to the government, nothing has been done.
Child abduction is one of the biggest threats that have harmed relations between communities in Jungle and the Greater Bibore Administrative Area. Data released by Jungle State and Bibore Administrative Area authorities show that more than 100 women and children have been abducted over the last 6 months. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.